have goosebumps when I hear that music, Bill.
It's very moving, very stirring.
It is the theme from one of the hottest shows on television today, This Is Us. And on the line with us, the guy who plays Jack Pearson, it's Milo Ventimiglia. How are you, Milo?
Hello. Good morning, good morning. How are you guys both?
I got to tell you, this show, This Is Us, has just really created a spark in so many people's lives. It's so relatable because the Pearson family seems like it's 100% perfect. Becca and Jack are in true love. Their kids like to be around their parents. Everything is perfect, but it turns out life is not so perfect for the Pearsons.
Life is definitely not perfect for anyone if you really dissect it. I think there are hints and glimmers and glimpses of what I'd say a family strives to be, how they want to be together, but ultimately, you know, life is tough. So you have to take the bad as well, or the good as well as the bad.
And it makes for a better show. If you guys were just perfect all the time, people would catch on to that pretty quick.
People would hate us.
Yeah.
People would hate us.
Right.
Like, there's no way. Something's got to be wrong with them. What's wrong with them? But no, I think, Dan Fogelman and our writers have done a really, really incredible job of humanizing this family. I think at the same time, kind of inspiring people to be kinder, be better in their own family life.
I have told this to Bill, I've told it to my husband, that when I watch Jack and Becca together, Rebecca, Mandy Moore, who's awesome,
yeah,
it's the perfect couple, and I watched the show thinking, I want to be a better wife, a better mother, a better person, because honestly, in the end, all you have is your family, and I, of course, my husband's birthday is Tuesday, and I might want to recreate the birthday tradition that Becca does for Jack every year. And well, nice butt, by the way, Milo.
Oh,
thank you very much. I was going to say, hopefully, he'll get a better surprise than a belly full of triplets.
Yeah, hopefully.
Wait, how much is a lot of you? I have not seen it yet. Is there a lot of you on display?
Oh boy!
Yeah.
Let me just say that my rear end precedes my face in the open.
Oh, show. All right.
And yeah. I got to tell you, Dennis Franz did it first, Andy Sipowicz, and yeah, you've got a better butt than Andy Sipowicz, which is good, from NYPD Blue.
You should have let him be your stunt butt. Wouldn't that have been a nice
stunt
thing?
Butt.
You know what? I'd prefer Dennis Franz. So.
All right, so it's about triplets. It's about family. Spoiler alert, I got to get it out there right now. Bill, I know
you're...
Can
I not hear this part? I'll cover my ears if I can't hear this part.
Are you going to do the la,
yeah,
la, la?
Go ahead.
All right. Second episode, we learn about the fate of Jack Pearson. Let's just say that. A lot of theories rolling around the internet and a lot of groaning when we didn't find out what happened to Jack in the season finale. What's up with that?
You know, the groaning when people were, let's say, upset. I had someone walk up to me and say, God, man, I was really disappointed. I didn't get to find out how you died. And I stopped this person and I said, I want you to think about what you just said. You were disappointed you didn't get to see a man die. And then I kind of course corrected him and said, let's worry about how the man lived versus how he died. I said, that's the most important thing. Go ahead and think about your own life. You're not thinking about your death. You're thinking about how you're going to live. So let's focus on that. And when it comes, it'll come.
You know what else you should be thinking about in life? Your BFF, because Miguel, he's not a good friend.
Are you kidding me? I think he's the best friend. Miguel is the best friend. You know, I've definitely been in that situation where some of my closest friends said, hey, look, if something happens to me, you got to make sure my family's okay. I think Miguel is a very good guy. And over time, he's going to win people over. You know, the one thing that people need to understand with Miguel is that's Jack's best friend. And, you know, regardless of understanding how Jack died or when Jack died or when Miguel and Rebecca got together as a couple, you know, that's still Jack's best friend. And he even said that in episode 15 in a speech with Kevin when Kevin was nervous about going on stage.
For the play, yeah.
For the play, exactly. He was like, listen, you know, what would your father do? I think about that all the time. He was my go-to guy. And I see so much of him in you. He gets me emotional even thinking about that stuff right now.
Well, you are so emotional, and it's so cute. Bill, you can start listening again. We're past
again?
The spoiler part. You play such a fantastic husband and father, and there's one guy that inspired you, and I heard you got all choked up when you mentioned who inspired you to play Jack Pearson like that.
My father, who's a Chicago native,
Really?
Yeah, my dad was born and raised in Chicago, actually born in the city, and then moved out to Chicago Heights and grew up out in the Heights.
Wait, I just told Wendy, Milo, that I went to school with a kid named Harry Ventimiglia, but he pronounced the G. I know you don't, but could that be a relative? Because that's very close to where I grew up.
Maybe, possibly.
I wonder.
I don't know if there's any Harrys in my family.
Oh.
And he's saying his name wrong, so
All right, I'll tell him that. You grew up very, like, practically in the backyard of Disneyland, didn't you?
Yeah, pretty close. Pretty close. Grew up in Orange County, California, but I was born in Anaheim, which is the home of Disney. And, I grew up a very California life, even though my father was from Chicago, and we still kind of had ties to Chicago.
Milo Ventimiglia on the line with us. I'm half Italian, and I tell people, you don't say lasagna, do you? You say lasagna. So.
Yep. You don't say bolognese, you say bolognese.
Right.
Exactly. A great cast in This Is Us, but I have a question for you. What's with all the love for the Pittsburgh Steelers in the show? Who is the super fan that wrote that into the show?
Dan Fogelman, as I understand it, he was born in Pittsburgh but grew up in New York, New Jersey. So I think his old heritage and old ties to Pittsburgh was what created that. But it's also it's a working class town, and I think what they were looking for was a working class guy out of Jack and his family, and not having them in such a big city like Chicago or New York or Los Angeles, but that's ultimately where the kids spread out to.
I know you get this question every day, Milo, but I need to ask it anyway. What was it like playing Greg on Saved by the Bell, the new class? Very exciting.
That was incredible. I tell you what, that might have been, I might have peaked back then. And now I'm just kind of riding the wake.
Did that prepare you at all for the current role in This Is Us? I bet it did a little bit.
You know, I guess every job that I've done has prepared me. You know, I feel like every job that I've done has given me one measured step forward. And I got to go back and give credit to even Saved by the Bell, or Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, or any of the earlier jobs that I'd done. The thing for me that I was so fortunate with was being around other good actors that had been doing it longer than I had. So I got to see how they were on set. I got to see how they were in a scene. I got to see how they were with just anyone in general. And, you know, the good people, the great people, I could take inspiration from, and the ones that weren't so kind, I could just not do that. But it was a good schooling, so to say, from 18 until where I'm at now at nearly 40, to be able to work on the jobs that I have.
And you played Sylvester Stallone's son in Rocky Balboa. And from the research I've done, both you and Stallone have a little facial feature in common. Can you explain that? Were you guys really warming up your mouths with heat lamps while you were filming that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that partly helped me get the job. We both have these very crooked mouths, very pronounced crooked mouths that people seem to notice. And we're shooting on the streets of Philadelphia, and it was just cold, 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 cold. And we were both standing a few inches away from a heating lamp just to heat our faces up so our crooked mouths wouldn't be so crooked. But Sly's the best. He's incredibly smart and funny and kind and very giving with his talent. And I tell you what, nobody works harder than that man. I mean, he wrote the script and directed and acted and produced, and, you know, he was there inspiring everybody every day. So it was again, that was another great job that I was so fortunate to be a part of.
Is that one of those moments, though, where you just go, how did this happen? I mean, I know you trained as an actor, but you go, I'm playing the son of an iconic movie character. What? Does that just throw you at some point?
Absolutely. It's actually the opposite. I sit there quietly to myself and say, don't mess this up. don't F this up.
Yeah. We're talking to Milo Ventimiglia. He will be at Walker Stalker Con this weekend. And you're there. You were on Heroes, of course, Peter Petrelli, Gilmore Girls. And you are so awesome to the fans. You really appreciate your fans.
Thank you. Yeah, I do. I mean, you know, it's, without an audience, without people there, you know, what I do for a living is literally just kind of showing up and doing it in a small bubble or a vacuum. So, you know, I try my best to get out to Comic Cons, and when someone stops me on the street to talk about a job that I've done, just give them my attention and give them my time. You know, we're all humans and we're all people, and like I said, life is hard enough. So if I can contribute to a smile or contribute to, you know, a good feeling about anything, I'm definitely going to be a part of it. So
I know over the years, Milo, you've done a lot of work with superhero properties, everything from Gotham to Wolverine to Heroes.
Oh.
Are you a fan of that genre in and of itself, or is that just a coincidence?
Yeah.
Yeah?
No, I am. My father took me to a comic book shop every Wednesday when all the new comics would get released, and you know, I'd read everything. I'd devour it. I was into it. I had a Batman birthday party when I was 12 years old. I mean,
I thought you were going to say 20.
You know what? Maybe I'll have it for 40. Yeah. Hey, Batman themed birthday party, 40 years old. Come on, come as whatever character you want. But no, it was something that I think there's a wish fulfillment quality with the superhero genre where, you know, you may be the underdog, almost like a Rocky Balboa movie, and you're going to succeed in life. You're going to win, so to say. And I always aspired to do good, and I really appreciated that out of the superhero genre.
I know you have had some past relationships with some of your co-stars. What about Mandy Moore? Come on. I don't know if she's single, but you guys have the best chemistry.
Mandy Moore is the most incredible, talented partner I could have in a TV wife. She really is incredible. So, yeah, you don't mix those waters.
Don't cross the streams.
You don't mess up. You know how things are going, and things are going amazing. So Mandy's incredible, and I'm very lucky to be her TV husband.
Milo, is this true? Did they just renew the show for two more seasons? Is that possible?
That is true. You know, network television, I think, has a very big confidence in this show. And that confidence is now transferred over to the audience. I think it was a very great move. I think it was a bold move on behalf of our bosses, Jen Salkin and Bob Greenblatt at NBC, to do that, because it lets the audience know that we're going to be around. They can commit to us. Where they've already embraced us, now they can really embrace us and feel good that their shows, their characters, their Pearson family is going to be around for at least another 36 episodes over the next 2 years.
Congratulations.
And that really says a lot.
And
possibly more. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, it's I've never heard of it happening in network television, and I've been a part of network television for a long time.
Yeah.
So it's a very, very good feeling.
It is the best show on TV, and you can watch it with your family. You can watch it with your spouse. I swear to God, it makes me want to be a better person. I'm just happy to know that Jack and Becca, they seem so perfect together, and they are, but they can have fights too. So it makes you more human.
It does. I mean, and that is life. You know, there is the bad with the good. There's the horrible with the great, you know, and cover your ears, Bill.
All right, hold on.
Hurry up. There we go. Okay.
Yeah.
The fact that, you know, they had that big blowout at the end of the season was, again, I think it humanized this relationship, and particularly Jack, to see Jack, this man that everybody had told me is so perfect. I'm like, yeah, but he's made mistakes, and he's crossed lines, and, you know, there are things that he just can't do. So
I think it's
a good, well-rounded family.
I wish you could see Bill right now. He is sitting there with his hands over his ears, like pumping them. Why don't you just go la la la?
Can you take a photo and like tweet it or something?
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah, let's do that. Oh, our producer Kevin already took one. He looks very foolish right now.
Amazing.
You know, the beauty of it is I always know when my wife and one of my daughters have watched an episode because they have the same tears in their eyes that I get when I watch CNN. It's the same kind of desperate sadness.
Yep. I hear you, man. I hear you.
Continued success to you.
Thank you very much.
Such a fan. Milo Ventimiglia, actor, producer, director. You've done a bunch of commercials with your production company, too. You are a well-rounded individual. What are you working on with that?
We actually have a series called Relationship Status, which is on the Verizon Go 90 platform. It is kind of like a Love Actually for today. It's 11 different storylines, 30 different characters all relating to one another. It's kind of like dating in the digital age. So we got picked up for a second and a third season of that. So we go back into production, I think, in a couple of weeks now. And, yeah, and then just developing TV shows for the networks. So just busy.
Doing That's stuff excellent.
On my downtime.
You are rocking it.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm just trying to keep going. It's like a shark that keeps swimming, you know? Stop swimming, he just dies.
Well, all right. You can go see Milo Ventimiglia. He'll be in town, Walker Stalker Con this weekend. You can go to walkerstalkercon.com to find out all the information. Thank you. If you're ever in Chicago visiting relatives or coming back to your dad's old stomping ground, come in and see us, will you?
Absolutely. We'd love to.
Thanks, Milo. Have a great weekend.
All right.
All right.
Take care.
He's got the best looking butt.
Is that true?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Sorry.
That's
I had to let that go.
No!
I just had to.
That's fine. All right. We'll take a quick break and then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.